Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range, state-of-the-art Top Tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and PowerTee ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine, at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't have an off season.
B-Pod Studios.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mads.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Everybody, welcome into the program. Felger Maserati on a Tuesday.
Good, you?
Just settle down and no pleasantries. We have a fully loaded program. Big Jim Murray in our update studio. Maz alongside in the Maz chair here in our Town Fair Tire Studios in Dorchester. Jimmy Stewart, Billy Lanny behind the glass. Thought we'd start with Kraft because it ended that the Kraft stuff broke late in our show. And you know me, I need to see some newsprint. Read some newspaper articles.
Those fingers got to get ink stained before the story's real.
And then I'm more capable of actually commenting and opining on a story. Just seeing it on the web doesn't do it for me. It's got to germinate overnight. I got to read it in print. And so I have. So I have some follow-up thoughts on the Kraft thing. And again, it was late in our show, so not many of you had a chance to weigh in. We were down the road with some other topics by the time we got to that. So if you want to weigh in on the Kraft thing at all, any of the elements to it, any of the elements of how you think the case went or is going, you know, his involvement, either from a legal perspective, a moral perspective, and then most importantly, or least importantly, is what I mean to say, the league punishment, all that stuff coming down. So I have some follow-up thoughts. But Maz Murray, do you guys want to go first? Do you have any?
Murray?
Well, just real quick. I mean, yeah, he's going to be found not guilty here. So he'll be not guilty. Will he be innocent of what he did? Because what'd you apologize for? What was that apology for that you put out on social media that everyone read now a couple of months ago? So you did something. So yeah, okay, fine. You got off on a technicality. Congratulations. But anyone with a working brain still knows you went in there and you had the old rrr. And that's it. Yeah. So that's it. I don't think it's a great look. I still don't. I don't know how anybody can unless you're just like, yeah, we win again. See, you can't beat us. They hate us because they ain't us. And I understand that there is that portion of people that feel that way. I don't know. I found the whole fighting thing in the first place kind of detestable. But hey, congrats. You got off on a technicality.
My opinion on this whole story really has not changed from the very beginning. So, because this has never been about whether or not he could win legally. This has never been the story. It has never really been part of the story. So good for him that he had high-powered attorneys, and he can. And again, I'm assuming that this is the way it's going. But he's probably going to win his case. And again, but to me, that was never the issue. To me, the issue was doing the right thing. Were you there? What really happened? And then what are the ramifications in terms of the league? I look at it from a, you know, again, a realistic point of view, and then a sports point of view. And so, is he going to get off from a legal standpoint? Probably. Does it mean he wasn't there? No, of course it doesn't mean that. And should the league come down on him still? Yes. Yes. I mean, because he was involved in something that many would deem to be a negative reflection of league ownership or a negative reflection on league ownership. And so I think the commissioner has to act on that. Does that mean he gets 6 games? I don't know. Feels a little strong from the beginning, given that it was a misdemeanor. But I do think he's going to get disciplined by the league still, yes.
So and if you want to weigh in, 617-779-0985. What should it be, Mass? If Jim Irsay got 6, what should he get?
3? Can I say 3? I mean, we tend to deal in even numbers for some reason, 2, 4, and 6.
Yeah. But, I don't know why 2. Right. I feel like 2.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
But I would say half. Half of Irsay, 3 games. He gets 3. And you want to say two? I'm not going to quibble. You want to say four? It feels a little strong. So I sort of instinctively said half, like three games is what it should be. But he should get something. He shouldn't walk because of this.
So he's winning legally. He's just about won legally. It's just about over legally. It went his way legally. And that's too bad. It's too bad. We hate it, or we should hate it, when someone, particularly someone with wealth and privilege, is clearly guilty of doing something and gets away with it. We don't like that, do we? When do we ever root for that? When do we ever root for someone who's clearly guilty, getting away with it, particularly because of his wealth and privilege? I don't know of many cases where we like that, where we root for that. Except for this one, apparently, here locally. I find it also too bad that he's won legally, because I think that the cops and the authorities down there were right to try and bust up those massage parlors. I've said this many times. If those were my cops in my neighborhood, in my county, I'd want them doing whatever they could to get those places out of there. If the Orchids of Asia was in my strip mall, where I went with my family, I wouldn't want that place there. I want those guys to go get them. So it's too bad that those guys lost, because I consider those guys the good guys. I consider those guys the ones I'm rooting for, because I want them to get rid of that massage parlor, as I thought we all would have, except in this case, apparently. My problem with Kraft is not the massage, right? I mean, he's a human being. Oh, you have good days, bad days?
As I've said before, crime of vice. I couldn't give a rat's ass about something like that. I really don't.
I mean, it's a little sad. It's a little gross, but that's about it. And again, we all make mistakes. No one's perfect. We all have bad days. We all do things that we wish we didn't do. And so it's like that piece to it is not my issue with Kraft at all. At all. He's a human being. It's how he attacked and took down the folks down there who, again, were trying to do the right thing. So did they reach on their warrant? Did they overstep their bounds? Well, clearly they did. But I think ultimately they were doing what I would want my cops to do and my local officials to do. And so those were the good guys. And Kraft went down there and attacked him and took him down. I don't know why I should feel good about that. I don't know what piece of me would feel good about that. So I think it's too bad that he won legally. I do, because I think the other side of it were the good guys. One thing I'm still curious about. He and his lawyers claim from day one he did nothing illegal. Okay, so this is going to be thrown out on a bad warrant. And the warrant and the bad piece to it really doesn't pertain to him. It was this whole piece of there wasn't enough safeguards against monitoring innocent people. And the judge specifically mentioned a couple of women that went in there for legal massages, that they were monitored. And there wasn't enough protection, and a couple males as well. There were four legitimate massages through all of them, and they didn't do enough to protect those people. And then there was some fallout as well that even those who got the illicit massages had some sort of expectation of privacy that wasn't met. But the big part of it was that there wasn't enough done to protect the innocent people in there when it comes to the monitoring. Okay? So that's how this is how it got thrown out. But Kraft's and his lawyers claimed that he did nothing illegal. I still need that explained to me, because it's on tape, and I mean, not that anyone's going to see it, but it's on tape that he went in and paid for sex. I mean, didn't he? Isn't that what happened?
Yes. I mean, I suppose we have to say that appears to be what happened.
I mean, but I mean,
if you're asking me what I believe, yes, I believe that. But money would change hands and there was a sex act in the room.
Especially on day two.
Yep.
Right. So, I mean, I don't know how you can. So, especially on day two, he went for sex, had sex, paid for sex. I mean, is anyone disputing that?
Well, so I I'm just getting caught up in the legalese of it. Do we know that that's what he paid for technically?
So this is so part of me is now curious. Now I want to know how they explain that nothing illegal happened, because right. this I think is just going to be fun.
You think we're ever going to find that out?
Oh, they're going to have to. The lawyers can't turn around and say no comment after saying so loudly he's done nothing illegal, he's done nothing illegal, he's done nothing illegal. Explain to us why he's done nothing illegal. You called him the deflator because he was trying to lose weight, right? There's an answer for everything. So how do you have him on tape, whether we see it or not, going for sex, having sex, paying for sex? What's their explanation? I want to hear it. I want to hear it.
I just wonder whether they'll give it to you.
I want to hear. Well, how can they possibly come out inside of the first 20 minutes of the thing? It felt like whatever in the first side of the first hour or two since the thing was first announced and say he did nothing illegal and then maintain that for a couple of months and then get the thing thrown out on a bad warrant or a technicality and then not answer for that. So now that's just my latent curiosity.
Sure.
And whatever the explanation is, I think what makes Robert look bad is how he reacted to it. Not that he went in for the massages. Big deal. He's human. And we all appreciate that. We all can, you know. But then how do you handle it? Do you own up to it? Or he did the other thing, which is sort of attack the people that I think were doing the right thing, that I would want doing in my neighborhood with my cops. And so that's the part I have a problem with. And I don't know what the league's going to do, but if and it's not what the league's going to do either. But if I were sitting there with the league, I mean, that's what I'd be angry with, that you took down all those people down there. Because why? You just didn't want to take the plea, which would have sealed the video anyway. So like that's a part that bothers me with the whole thing. And now here's the league. The league was waiting for the legal stuff to play out. This could all be wrapped up, it feels like, in a couple of days. I mean, the state is yet to drop the case.
Correct.
Which I find interesting. I mean, and again, just the competitive nature of this, I wouldn't blame the folks down there if they just said, no, we're going to go ahead to trial. And we're going to lose, but let's go to trial. Let's sequester a jury, and we'll throw out all the details that we're allowed to throw out. And as this goes on, it feels like it gets more embarrassing. I mean, we found out last week she was digging for keys before all that stuff happened. I mean, that's just not a pleasant detail. So if I'm the prosecutor down there, and you've already destroyed us, tried to destroy us, I'm not going to get fired. I'm just going back to my lousy civil servant job. And so nothing really changes for me. It's another loss. I've lost before, I'll lose again. But if this is what we're going to do, let's just go to trial. We'll get 12 people. We'll present everything we're allowed to present. They'll make up their minds. If you're guilty, you're guilty. If you're not, but whatever. But let's just go forward and do it. I mean, if I were the prosecutors, that's what I would do. The judge may not even let him.
The judge may just toss the case.
Yeah, just toss it. Say, because, well, you can't even describe what went on in there because that's based on the video and you can't even admit the video.
Correct. The only way that changes is if they have witnesses or cooperating, you know, people.
And what was the Slate report? I just heard that one of the gals of the who's up for the felonies, now the manager and the owner are up on felony prostitution charges, said she's going to plead the fifth, meaning she's not going to testify. So, you know, those two are going to clam up. They've probably clammed up the entire time. So then they have no case, and the judge says, well, I know you want to go forward, but you have no evidence, so see you later.
Correct.
Toss the thing out. So again, it'll probably see probably won't see the light of day, but if I were prosecutors, I said this from the start, what do they have to lose? I mean, go back to be an assistant DA in Palm Beach County, a $65,000 a year job. I'll take another loss. What's the big deal? At least they tried to do the right thing. And so there you go. We'll have some reaction from TJ Quinn, who did the round this morning, and he'll give us some further clarification to all this. And we'll take your thoughts as long as we can stomach them at 617-779-0985 right after this.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range, state-of-the-art Top Tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and Power Tee ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine, at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't have an off season.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
I just don't know what to say anymore.
Wrong, sorry.
It's Felger and Maz.
They could use a good ass kicking.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
We had a hearing, 2 weeks ago for a misdemeanor case. This should have been a really quick thing, but when you can afford the kind of lawyers Kraft can, it turned into a 3-day hearing. And over the course of that, they showed that while police, the lead detective said he told officers monitoring the video surveillance to look away when it looked like it was somebody who was not potentially committing a crime, they never stopped recording. And then they got other officers up there who said, well, no, we were never given instructions about how to minimize this. And so the judge said, you simply can't do that.
TJ Quinn. So they got him for the same thing that they got him for up north in the county up north. The same thing. Minimizing on the monitoring, minimizing exposure of innocent people who weren't engaged in unlawful activity. Up north in Martin County, I guess they just pressed record and walked away and then watched it all and edited it out. And that's, you're not minimizing, you're not monitoring. And in Palm Beach, they went a little different where they were watching apparently, or, you know, again, according to TJ Quinn, there were different cops who had different standards there, but some would watch. And if it looked like a legit massage, like if they kept their underwear on, they stopped watching. Or if something funky happened, they'd keep watching, knowing that it, like, that's why they, the whole detail of the digging for the keys came up, because that's when they knew to keep watching Kraft, because it was a little extracurricular.
It seemed out of the ordinary.
Yeah, a little extracurricular there. So that's how it went down. I read the Globe story today where another defense lawyer called it brilliant lawyering, which I don't know. It feels like then the cops up in Martin County did the same thing. I mean, I don't know how brilliant it is. They just did the exact same thing the county up north did.
Well, we also had some, nickel and dime attorneys calling in the show, offering things up like the traffic spot, which was all a traffic stop, which was also in the judge's report, right?
Yep.
So, I mean, it's not like, to me, it doesn't sound like anything extraordinary.
No, but the traffic stop was also thrown out, not because it was an illegal stop. It's because the reason they stopped him is because of the illegal fruit that was gained by watching the video. So the whole reason for the stop was based off the video, and since the video's thrown out, the stop could never happen. So that's how they threw it out. It wasn't so, but for that to, I mean, I don't know. Again, in the court of law, they can't even say that they pulled him over and identified him, I guess. But for the rest of us, he was pulled over and identified, right? So anyway, your reaction. Let's start with Coach in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Coach.
Yeah, well, guys, I think you're missing the point. It's all about the suppression of the tape. I mean, the only reason he did is, like you said, Tony, he came out and apologized pretty early in the thing. And, yeah, maybe it wasn't as a little bit disingenuous. And I think it was pretty heartfelt. I'm sure the lawyers told him not to do that. But then once he did do it, you got to be a good client and just allow your attorneys to do their job. And they did their job. He don't want to have an indignity having his damn tape on TMZ or something. That would be ridiculous.
Coach, you understand that as part of the plea, part of the plea was that the video would be suppressed. Sealed.
Correct.
And suppressed.
And that's why he's doing it,
no,
right?
No. If he had taken the plea, meaning, and he's not even pleading. He doesn't have to plead guilty or not guilty or anything. He just has to let them drop the charges and admit publicly he would have lost the case. That's all he had to do, is admit that he would have lost in court. So that's not even a plea. It's not an admission of guilt. It's just a public statement. TJ Quinn has reported multiple times. We followed up personally. Maz did personally with TJ Quinn, who he knows, just to double check that was part of the original agreement. That if Kraft had taken it, they dropped the charges, no record, it's expunged, the video is sealed, gone away, and Kraft wouldn't take it. So he could have sealed the video that way. Instead, he chose to fight the thing, attack all those folks down there, and go after the cops and the prosecutors. That was his choice. Tom in Westboro. Go ahead, Tom.
Hi. So I'm not going to question whether or not he's innocent, but I think this has more to do with the illegalities of law enforcement. Like, it sounds like the three of you are okay with law enforcement breaking the law in order to nab a bad guy. And that's not what our judicial system was ever based on.
Yeah, so let me put this to you. Same situation happened here at Chestnut Hill, at Chestnut Hill Mall, right next to the Steak and Shake, or Shake Shack. Shake Shack?
Shake Shack.
Right next to the Shake Shack. There's the Orchids of Asia. And it's an obvious whorehouse where guys are rolling up in golf carts, eight deep, high-fiving each other on the way out, touchdown Jesus for the early bird special, all the stuff that was going on down there at Jupiter. And it's an obvious brothel right there at the Chestnut Hill Mall. And the Chestnut Hill, the Newton cops, decided to go break it up and do the exact same things the Florida cops did. They got cameras. They did as much as they could to nab everyone they could to get that place out of there. And it was nabbed. And some high-flying guy from, call it New York, decided to fight it, hired a ton of lawyers.
How about Jerry Jones?
Let's say Jerry Jones was getting a little next to the Shake Shack there in Chestnut Hill. And he decides to lawyer up and hire a million lawyers. And they found a technicality on the warrant. Do you think the crafts or the people of Newton or Chestnut Hill, would you be saying, well, this is about the Constitution? Or would you be saying, get the hell out of here and get this place out of here?
Well, of course, the second thing. Yeah, but see, but again, people get so blind on this kind of stuff. It's not even funny. It's like all of a sudden now it's about the Constitution and it's about the rights and it's about everything else.
It's about a dirty massage parlor, and they try to get rid of it, and Kraft fought it. And now the next time they want to get rid of a dirty massage parlor, it's going to be harder, period. So what side are you on? I guess I know. I think I know. Fran and Clinton, go ahead, Fran.
Felger, you are such a high and mighty D-bag. I can't believe you can't even see the stupidity and irresponsibility of what you're saying. So you get to decide, based on Mike Felger's morals, which crimes are okay for the cops to break the laws on. As long as you deem it okay, then it's fine.
Well, yeah.
Because it won't end with just a massage parlor. You think that's the only time I'm not saying cops are dirty. But if they do it there, what's to stop it from happening in other crimes?
You understand they offered to drop everything, friend.
Yes, I do. But that's not the point either.
It's not?
Since when is it? No. Well, why is it Kraft's responsibility to plead guilty for the...
He didn't have to plead guilty.
...of law enforcement?
He didn't have to plead guilty.
Have you ever fought a speeding ticket, Mike? You ever get a speeding ticket?
Sure.
All right, so now are you responsible for other people speeding? If you beat that speeding ticket, a pedestrian gets killed, can we all thank Mike Felger because he fought a speeding ticket and beat it?
Yeah, I don't follow your analogy.
Hey, Fran, were you speeding?
Yeah. And did they offer to drop the speeding ticket? I've never had a speeding ticket where they just said, drop it. We'll drop it if you just say you would have lost in court. That was never offered to me on the speeding tickets that I challenged. That was never offered to me. I had to go and... made up some excuse, and they said, "No, you're guilty."
I mean, lots of us fight stuff like that because you say, "Well, I don't think I was going as fast as you think I was," or you think you're innocent, or maybe you're just trying to get it knocked down because you don't want to pay the extra $10 for every mile over 10. Like, who the hell knows? Okay, but it's not apples to apples. It's a stupid comparison.
No, you think?
Good God! Like, what are we talking about here?
Didn't you think we're getting this? Here we go, Phil and Malden. Go ahead, Phil.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. We could have solved this problem a long time ago with the police officers, Florida, Massachusetts, anywhere. They could spend the money on stupider things. I think they should let all police officers have camcorders on their uniform, but yet they won't give it to them. And then I also said that I thought Kraft was going to beat this from day one.
Yeah, I mean, big shocker there. I mean, he's got more legal power, more money, more influence than the prosecutors and the civil servants down there. It was a mismatch. So it was going to be a matter of time. And he won. Great. He won in court. What side of it was he on? What side of it was he on? I mean, who do you consider the good guys and the bad guys? I think the guys that were trying to bust up that massage parlor, I consider them the good guys. I do. And that doesn't mean I'm saying Kraft's necessarily a bad guy, but I'm just saying that to me in that scenario, those are the good guys. They were doing the right thing. They were trying to get rid of that massage parlor because apparently they were blatant. They were absolutely blatant. And it wasn't like even in a districted area, like a red light zone or a combat zone or, you know, and there's a whole broader discussion about whether these places should be legal or not. A lot of people think this stuff should be legal. And if it is legal, it should certainly be in a specific neighborhood that's not residential and da-da-da. So there's like a whole bigger thing. This was operating in broad daylight in a residential, non-red light. It was next to the Outback in Jupiter. And there was a bunch of these places. I think the people down there said, can we do something about this? Because this is a joke. Guys are rolling up in golf carts, eight deep, high-fiving each other on the way in and out. So what? Can we do something about this? And so the cops tried. And Kraft fought them. So that's what happened.
I'll tell you, I still think a lot of people out there, and I'm talking about, you know, Patriots fans, citizens, whatever. I think you guys got it backwards. I don't think he won a thing. I think this thing for him has been a huge loss.
Caller says, I get to decide. Yeah, it's the Felger and Mash Show. We tell you what we think. This is how I feel. Now, you feel the way you want to feel. I'm not going to obviously change your mind. This is how I feel. The way he fought it and the way he attacked those people down there, the cops and the prosecutors, who, again, I would have been on the side of if I lived in Jupiter, that's what I don't like, is the way he fought it and attacked those people. The massage and that stuff, again, we're all human beings, so we all make mistakes. We all do things that aren't right or that we regret. So that's no skin off my nose. I hold against him how he handled it after the fact. But that's just my personal opinion. I know you feel differently. There's another outrage that's far more sporting outrage that I just want to get to. We'll do it right after Murray's update.
Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range, state-of-the-art Top Tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and Power T ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine, at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't have an offseason. It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
I hate jokes. We're not taking jokes.
That joke blew.
It's Felger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Tom Brady hasn't been around. Have you been in touch with him this offseason?
Absolutely. Yeah. We talk. We have a good relationship, and, you know, his family's doing well, and he's doing well. So, similar to last year, you know, when he's here, he'll be here. When he's not. It's voluntary, and to each his own.
Are you only expecting him for minicamp at this point?
I haven't really pinned that question on him, and I don't think it's really my responsibility to do that. I mean, I know he's working his butt off, and he'll be ready, and so when he walks through the door, I'll be excited to see him. I trust completely what he's doing. I'm sure he's in good shape, good condition, and preparing for the year.
Okay, this is another thing that I find outrageous, but I guess I've just given up on. That's Josh McDaniels, Patriots offensive coordinator. Let's mix in a couple Patriots things here since we're on Kraft.
Sure.
Here's one. That's McDaniels last Friday in a media session saying basically it's not his responsibility to ask his starting quarterback if and when he's going to show up for work. I'm sorry. It doesn't matter here, so this is just purely an aesthetic thing, world according to Felger. It ain't going to matter for your win-loss record and, you know, whatever, I'll see you in Florida for the Super Bowl. This is just purely, do I like or not like? This is the offensive coordinator saying it's not his responsibility or place to ask or wonder when his starting quarterback is going to report for work. If that were any other team, in any other sport, we would look at that and go, you guys are a bunch of bozos. What a dysfunctional situation. You would, if that were the Jets or the Steelers or the Cowboys, oh my God, you'd do an hour segment on why everybody's stupid and why no one else can figure it out, because the offensive coordinator is afraid to ask his quarterback when he's showing up for work. That's outrageous.
So do you think, like, I mean, there's two ways to take that. The way you're taking it, which I think is how I read it too. Or is it, well, it's not really my call, it's Bill's.
So either way, it's a dysfunctional situation, which is not going to matter here because the rest of the league is that stupid and is that the gap between you and everybody else is that great that this stuff doesn't add up. I learned that lesson last year. But that doesn't mean it still doesn't exist and it's not outrageous. I mean, I'm sorry. A quarterback that doesn't show up for a passing camp, a starting quarterback that doesn't show up to his team's passing camp, that is just so wrong on so many levels and runs so counter to everything that I believe in and that they believe in and that they carry themselves. It's just, it's bizarro world. It's banana land. It's upside down. But they get away with it because no one else has a clue. I mean, first of all, he says, we keep in touch regularly. Absolutely, we talk, but that the subject of when Brady's going to show up doesn't come up. Like, how is that possible? If you're so close with someone, you're like, how's the wife? How's the kid? The family's great. You heard McDaniel say there, his family's great. At no point you say, where are you? Or, you know, like, what do you plan to do next week? Like, that doesn't come up. So that feels like a lie or something.
Oh,
like,
it's totally a lie.
I mean, that doesn't compute. How could you be that close and talk to someone so regularly and go over his personal life and everything and not just, like, where's the location? 411, where are you at? Where are you going to be?
Maybe it's just a non-starter. They know Tom's not going to show up until Tom shows up, so they don't even bother.
Oh, it's a lie. Please, it's a lie. Because at some point they had to have the conversation where McDaniel said to him, Tom, what are we doing here as far as minicamp? Are you coming? Can you give me an idea on that? Even if it's not, like, confrontational or combative. Just the discussion. Tom, can you give me a heads up as to what your plans are so I can plan?
Right. You don't think when the coaches plan out their practice that day, it helps to know whether Brady or Benny Etling's going to be there?
Of course. Of course. Like, I guarantee you that discussion has happened. Or on some level, somewhere, it had to happen.
It's voluntary, to each his own. If any other coach said that about any other starting quarterback, I mean, when Mike Holmgren or Mike Sherman or these guys used to say about Brett Favre, I used to lose my mind. That's why you suck. And here in New England, it's not why you suck. I mean, it's just added to the list of things that just don't matter. But that still doesn't make it right or normal or functional. That is crazy. Never mind the fact that now Gronkowski's gone, so there's another guy gone that Brady doesn't really need to work with. I mean, that's obvious after all that time that they've put in together. They don't need the work, so he could blow it off and show up with Gronkowski in September and it would be just fine. Well, now he's gone. It's a whole new slew of tight ends, right?
Right.
Anyone coming back? You have a rookie receiver in there who I think does go to those passing camps, I think. I'm not sure. I can't remember the rule. I do. No, they do, unless they've changed the rules.
I was going to say, it's just a matter of whether or not he signed, and even then, they sometimes sign a waivers for the insurance, right?
Because I remember when I covered it, and this is one of the few I got right, I remember the passing camp when Deion Branch's first year was, and he and Brady were tremendous just in this little camp, and you could see it, like, immediately, and they got on the same page, and they were working together. You could feel it. And that's like where, like, I thought that's where Deion Branch popped to me. It was on those offseason camps as a rookie, that rookie year. So now Brady's not going to work with this guy at Gillette. I mean, they can work together at Pine Manor, I guess. But I don't know if he's not signed yet. I mean, I don't even understand. I don't even know how that all works. Is he going to get the offseason work with the rookie receiver? I mean, is that right?
No, listen, of all the years, okay, and again, I'm not just sitting here trying to fan the flames, but of all the years where you would say, this would be a good year to do it, this is it. Go right through it. First of all, you have a new tight end who's new to the organization. You drafted a receiver in the first round for the first time ever, and they also picked up receivers from the Kid Harris from the Redskins, and I know they let Ellington go, but the point is you have all types of new weaponry in here. Not to mention a new running back on top of it, right? Like to go along with what you already have. So you have all of these guys who are new. Why wouldn't you want to be there for that?
I'm not going to scream into the void about it anymore because it won't matter.
It's not going to matter.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Tom will show when he shows up and they'll be 12-4. It'll be fine.
Because everybody else is stupid or sucks or, like, you know, or in jail. You know, your top competition, they're all criminals in Kansas City. Or the coach that's the closest to you. The next big thing and the next great thing in the league, the consensus number two coach in the league, never thought to prepare for zone in Super Bowl. Like, never occurred to him that what he saw on film was actually going to be something different than was in the game. Oh, they played zone, McVay? Who could have?
Never seen that before.
That's a stretch to even think that could have happened. Wow. Oh,
wait, so you mean instead of defending a guy, they defend an area?
So what does it matter? Show up, don't show up. You know, everyone's stupid or in jail. So, you know, I mean, what are you going to do? Other quick Patriot time that came up. Bill's going to call the defensive plays?
Yes, yeah.
How do you feel about this?
Oh, this doesn't bother me a ton. It doesn't. I mean, they've done it before.
Really nobody else there. Who else is going to do it?
although I will say that last year they were more aggressive. Because I always think they're doing what Bill wants anyway. So the fact that he's actually calling the play, because if there's a defensive play called during a game that he doesn't like, you can sure as hell bet he's going to put the kibosh on it the next time.
I'm just curious because he doesn't, it's not like he's got a play sheet in his hands. He'll have the obviously the pencil and a little piece of paper that he just jots down a note. But if you're a play caller, it's not as bad as on offense. But even on defense, you got to have a little laminated something in your hand. Is he going to go back to that? I'm just curious about that. And
last time he did he carry a sheet? I think he's got the thing locked in his head. He knows it.
Doesn't even need a sheet.
I'm willing to bet he doesn't need one.
Like, that's sort of cool. That I'm looking forward to.
Seriously, would it surprise you if he didn't need one?
No.
Wouldn't surprise me in the least bit.
He's such a savant. Because I'm trying to think of 2010, the last time that he did it, and I don't really ever remember him with, the big, big menu that what's-his-face has out in Kansas City, Andy Reid.
the Cheesecake Factory
menu.
Yeah. Bill standing on the sideline ordering the Tex-Mex egg rolls.
All right, there's a couple Patriot sauces to mix in with your Kraft commentary. Back to you right after this.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hey, Phil. Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range, state-of-the-art Top Tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and PowerTee ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine, at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't have an off season. It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Something?
I don't know. Google it, Maz.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
That's idiotic.
Now back to Felger and Maz on Boston's home for sports.
No matter if he's guilty or not guilty, given your commitment to protecting the shield, what is your view of Mr. Kraft being spotted allegedly twice at an alleged house of prostitution?
As I just told you, I think when we get all the information, we'll make determinations. I'm not going to speculate on where we are or my views on anything. Until we get all the information, we're not going to make any discussions or any comments about that.
And as a follow, who does this lie with? The commissioner's office or the owners in terms of any discipline, if there's any to be meted out?
The personal conduct policy is my responsibility.
Ha! That one's rich. He's going to take the temperature of the owners and act accordingly, is what he's going to do. So that's the last thing that feels like the last shoe to drop. I don't know. Again, if I were prosecutors down there, I'd still try and go ahead with the trial, even if it's a losing case. Might as well. What's the diff? Just another loss. Just another rich guy that lawyered up and beat you. I'm sure it won't be their first, won't be their last. Take it to trial. Might as well. If you win, you win. If you lose, you lose. And just let the jury decide. That's what I would do. But it looks like it's going to get dropped, and the prosecutors probably won't even get that chance. The judge will probably just dismiss it because they have nothing left to go on if they're going to throw out the video.
I mean, again, unless they get someone to cooperate and testify, which, and I know TJ Quinn touched on this, think of that. the owner of the spa is up on felony charges. So they'd have to cut a deal with the person on felony charges to go after someone on a misdemeanor.
Well, you know what?
It's ass backwards.
And she's already said, apparently, or one of them has said she's going to plead the fifth.
Right. And so, but let's say even, you know, the law enforcement would have to compromise themselves. They'd be going after the smaller fish.
Exactly right.
Like, it's ass backwards. It'll never happen. So, like, I think it's going to get tossed. See, but again, I think people are focusing on that part of it. That, to me, anyway, the fact that it's getting tossed is not the story. The story is the damage to him is still done in a lot of ways, both, you know, through going there in the first place and in terms of his image, and then secondly, in how he fought it.
So to me, it's the second thing. The first thing, again, human being. We all have failings and make mistakes.
Yeah, but not everyone feels the way you do. And I feel like you do, too. I look at it and say, big deal.
Oh, right. So some people.
But
yes.
there are sanctimonious people believe that human beings should act like human beings that will frown on it.
You're right. Okay. But that's not me. Again, this is just the world according to Felger and Mass. To me, it's the second thing. I think the cops and the authorities were the good guys in this situation. They're trying to bust up an obvious brothel operating in broad daylight in a residential neighborhood. Which I would want them to do in my neighborhood. I want them to go after those people and get it out of there however they could. So I would want those guys doing exactly what they did in Florida. Or, I mean, maybe not exactly. You know, could you get your case to stand up? Like, that would be nice. But at least their heart's in the right place. I mean, I think they were doing what I would want them to do, to try and bust up that massage parlor. So they were the good guys. And that's why it's too bad that Kraft's going to win legally. Because the good guys are going to lose. And that doesn't make Kraft a bad guy. It's just, or maybe it does, depending how you feel. I just think, I consider the authorities down there the good guys who are trying to do the right thing and what I would want them to do if that were my neighborhood. But so what's left to determine is what the league's going to do. You heard Goodell there. Hard to imagine this rises to the level of Jim Irsay riding around with, you know, $60,000 in cash and another $30,000 in drugs, like whatever that was that, you know. This doesn't rise to that level, so it can't be a six gamer. Then again, Kraft's attorneys all but admitted in court that he had sex in there, whether they can admit the video or not, because the lawyer said it's basically pornography is what's on that video. And so he was obviously there and obviously did it. So Goodell has to take that into account. So where does that fall? We'll find out on that. The other thing I'm just curious about is how they're going to explain it. They still claim, as have from day one, that he did nothing illegal, which doesn't paying for sex is illegal, correct? In Florida.
I mean, I think it's illegal. Well, rightfully, it's a state by state thing, right? Because in Nevada, it's legal.
So it's
got to be illegal.
It's illegal to pay for sex. So does anyone believe that he didn't go for sex, have sex, pay for sex? I mean, didn't that all happen? Isn't that all on tape, whether they can use it or not?
He knew the lady. It was a gift, a present. He hadn't seen her in years, Felger.
Okay,
I don't know
so,
why you keep hopping on this.
No, but do you believe that?
No.
Okay, so I want to hear Kraft or his lawyers give me that.
Okay, so the one thing...
Just like it's so valuable that the Wells report in context came out, and we found out that the deflator doesn't call himself the deflator because he's deflating football. It's because he was trying to lose weight. I think that's a valuable piece of information that we have. So I want to hear how Kraft did not break the law. That I want to hear.
Okay, so my question to you is, and I do you think that that'll happen?
It has to happen.
Okay, why?
Because the lawyers were so adamant that he did nothing illegal. Okay. How do you not answer for that?
So weren't the statement that came out initially that he'd done nothing illegal, didn't that initially come out through a spokesman before he even hired the attorneys?
I don't know. It was day one, so it was a spokesman, yes.
Okay,
right.
So my question is, like, I don't know. I wonder if the attorneys are going to say, well, you know, that had nothing to do with us. You know, go take it up with Robert. And if someone asks Robert about it, he's going to say, well, the case is over. I have nothing to say.
Well, that's weak.
So listen, I just wonder, to me, it feels like that question is never going to get answered.
Adam,
not publicly.
Adam in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Adam.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. So you've made it pretty clear that you're okay with law enforcement breaking the law as long as they're trying to do the right thing or trying to get rid of, you know, in this case.
Adam, it's probably case by case. But in this case, I don't have a problem with what the cops did.
Right. So that's my question. If for you, that my first question is that always? And so you say case by case. Where do you draw the line?
I don't know. Present it to me and I'll tell you. In this one, I have no problem with them trying to bust up the Johns and go after the guys that were going in there. And doing whatever it took to get a filthy massage parlor out of a residential neighborhood. No problem. No problem whatsoever, especially since, and I'll repeat this for the 1,000th time, they offered to drop all the charges. They weren't throwing people in jail. taking away their rights. In fact, they were saying the whole thing will go away. All you have to do is say you would have lost in court. That's not even a plea. You don't have to plead to it. All you have to do is say you would have lost in court. So that's doubly why I have no problem with what they did, because they then said, we'll drop everything. So all they're doing then is making a public show to try and get these places out of there. I have no problem with it whatsoever. Adam and Lowell, go ahead, Adam.
Hey, guys. Yeah, Kraft has looked terrible from start to finish, this whole thing. Like, you know, especially Felger, I agree with you. I hate the tactics on law enforcement from the DA down there. But the best way to prevent those attacks is to effectively enact a surveillance system and warrants. If you don't do it properly, you open yourself up to those attacks. So yeah, Kraft is a loser. I'm giving you that. But at the same time, if you don't do it properly, you're going to get lit up. Why do you think the DA offered what you just said? They don't offer that out of the goodness of their hearts. They offer that when they realize they screwed up.
No, it's a standard offer for all people rung up in that situation. Everything that you read is that's a standard offer for any of those guys in those cases. Standard offer across the board. So, nope, they didn't do it because they knew they screwed up. They did it because that's what they do for everybody down there. We will drop the charges, expunge the record, seal the record, seal the video, just say you would have lost in court.
I mean, particularly, again, and I don't know the case of all the Johns down there, but particularly in the case of a first offense. They're not going to stick it to you. Like, you know, they're going to give you the latitude to cut a deal and move on.
Could cops have done a better job? Sure, always. But I'll tell you what, if you spend enough money, hire enough lawyers, and spend enough time on it, you're going to find mistakes on pretty much all of these. And I think, I don't know, when have you ever rooted for the guy that was rich enough and powerful enough, who was able to lawyer up enough to the point where they could look at every single thing 10 times over and find that one little thing? Do you usually root for that guy? I mean, typically you don't. In this case, sounds like you do a little bit, maybe a lot. Pete in Delaware, go ahead, Pete.
Hey, guys, a couple things on Kraft. First of all, it's a privileged man who got off on a technicality. He committed the act. It doesn't look good. And secondly, my thing going forward is, how's the NFL going to punish him? Because they've probably seen the tape, and they have to know at some point that tape could go out. So I think they're going to probably still come down on him regardless of what the charge is, because that tape is always going to be a cloud over them, because they're always going to have to wonder if it's going to be leaked.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. Maybe the tape doesn't leak at this point. It hasn't come out at this point. Maybe it never will. I mean, I don't know. If Goodell gives him nothing, what's the fallout?
I think some players are going to be pissed.
So the fallout.
Yeah, well, right. The players will be pissed.
The fallout's with the players. Fallout's, I don't think, my guess, it's not a sense, it's a guess, is that the other owners are more than happy to let this one go.
Yeah, because they don't want anyone else digging into their.
Oh, they've all got their own
sordid past, exactly, or whatever is going on behind the scenes with them. But if I'm a player, I mean, and nothing happens to him, there's an immediate double standard that you can point to and say, like, what the hell is going on here?
So no question, because again, how many of those players were never charged with
Ezekiel
anything?
Elliott.
Same with Kareem Hunt, right?
It pisses the players off. Do the owners care?
No.
So that's the question. You know, so yes, you will incur the wrath of the Players Association. Oh, I'm sure they're shaking in their boots on that one. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't think the fellow owners want to ring them up. Like, if there was another cheating thing, the owners would say, throw the book at them. This sort of thing? I don't know. My guess is the owners are not going to go full hog on it. It's the players you got to wonder about.
Oh, definitely. The players are going to be. Goodell's going to do something here. He's not going to let Kraft skate. I mean, even to just save face with some of the other owners in the league, like, because this perception that has always existed about, you know, Goodell being in Kraft's pocket, he's going to come down soft on Kraft now? I don't know. I don't think Robert skates.
Okay, we continue with your thoughts, and we just wanted to get to the Robert Kraft thing. We got some other fish to fry today. Got the Bruins tonight going for a chokehold on that series down in Carolina. Eddie Olczyk's going to help us out next hour as well. Join us. We'll get your thoughts on Carolina Bruins coming up after the top of the hour. We have to get to the porking of the ping pong balls later on in the show. It's an annual tradition, unlike any other here on Felger and Mazz. Get ready for another porking, Celtics fans. So those are the two things. But the Bruins going for the 3-0 lead tonight coming up after Murray's 90-second update. No commercials.
Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range, state-of-the-art Top Tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and Power Tee ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine, at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't have an off season.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.